This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أيابا معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته May peace be upon all of you and blessings I begin in the name of Allah The Lord Almighty Our Creator, Maintainer, Protector, Sustainer And I send salutations upon His Messenger Muhammad Peace be upon him The ayat, the verses of the Quran which Shaykh Abdullah just recited This is what it means. It says, O believers, fasting is prescribed for you as it was for those before you. So perhaps you will become muttaqoon, mindful of God, mindful of Allah. Fast a prescribed number of days, but whoever of you is ill or on a journey, then let them fast an equal number of days after Ramadan. For those who can only fast with extreme difficulty, compensation can be done by feeding a needy person for every day not fasted. But whoever volunteers to give more, it is better for them. And to fast is better for you if only you knew. Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed as a guide for humanity with clear proofs of guidance and the standard to distinguish between right and wrong. So whoever is present this month, let them fast. But whoever is ill or on a journey, then let them fast an equal number of days after Ramadan. Allah intends ease for you, not hardship, so that you may complete the prescribed period and proclaim the greatness of Allah, the greatness of God, for guiding you, and perhaps you will be grateful. When my slaves ask you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, about me, I am truly near them. I respond to one's prayer when they call upon me, so let them obey me and believe in me. Perhaps they will be guided in the right way. Once again, welcome to all of you. I'm absolutely delighted that we are able to gather together in a state of grace, in a state of peace and harmony, to remember God and to partake of His blessings. Ramadan comes to help us to reboot our lives and reset our moral compass. During the hours of daylight, from about an hour before dawn to sunset, we don't eat, drink, or indulge in intimacy with our spouses for one reason only, and that is because that is the command of Allah. This gives us the touchstone, the criterion, the standard of virtue and vice, for good and evil. It's not the thing in itself, but whether it pleases God or not. Good is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord Almighty, commanded and likes, and evil is anything that goes contrary to that, no matter who else it pleases, including and especially ourselves. This defines for us the very foundation of fidelity as being true to Allah, to God Almighty, from which arise all other aspects of fidelity which define us as human beings. This blessed quality is called taqwa. Ramadan comes to help us to inculcate taqwa in our hearts. Taqwa is the way of being where the person keeps Allah uppermost in his life and decides everything based on whether it pleases Allah or not. Ramadan comes with time to introspect and an opportunity to transform our lives. It is an invitation to change our state of being, which is based on predatory capitalism with commercialism as the driving force. Our criteria is to define development as GDP and the number of billionaires, the state of the wealthiest. Islam invites us to restructure our society and our thinking with the criteria of distribution of wealth and the condition of the weakest as the standards for development and growth, with the consciousness that those who have are responsible for those who don't. The reality is that the strongest society and economy is the one in which the number of people who have buying power is the greatest, not one in which the wealthy are only 1%. Ramadan gives us true perspective that this life is only one stage in the continuum that will take us one day before our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is on that day that final and permanent success and failure will be decided. We recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious and magnificent, through His signs within ourselves and in creation. I am, among other things, a wildlife photographer. Have you ever seen a male northern cardinal perched on a rock that is almost completely covered by snow on the morning after the storm? I could have wept out of thankfulness for full-color vision because I imagined that picture in black and white. When you next look out of the window after a snowstorm, please reflect on what Wilson Alwyn Bentley, his name was Snowflake Bentley, 1865 to 1931, what he discovered. Bentley was a meteorologist and photographer who lived in Jericho, Vermont, and took detailed photographs of individual snowflakes and recorded their structure for 40 years. He discovered that no two snowflakes are alike. The structure of every single snowflake is different. Through Bentley's life of dedication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed His power as the Creator. The question I always ask myself is, why? Why did Allah have to create such incredible variety? What if He hadn't? On this one little grain of sand on the galactic beach called Earth, Allah created living beings which have not even been counted yet, let alone studied. And we are busy destroying them. Someone asked me if I believed in aliens. I said, yes. Not only do I believe in aliens, I even know aliens. And you know them too. They're called insects. The benefit of taqwa is that when we make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uppermost in our lives, Allah helps us in ways that we cannot imagine. When Allah is uppermost, His light drives out the darkness of fear and anxiety and depression and despair from our hearts. And they are illuminated with hope. Today we have chosen to remove the mention of God from our lives. And then we wonder that depression and despair and suicides are in epidemic proportions. Allah said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. It means, and whoever has taqwa, which is what Ramadan comes to give us, is mindful of Allah, He, God Almighty, will make a way out of all difficulties for him. And He will provide them from sources they could never imagine. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, Allah alone is sufficient for him. This is the value of taqwa. And this is why Allah blesses us with Ramadan every year. The question I ask myself and my Muslim brothers and sisters is, did we enter Ramadan or did we allow Ramadan to enter us? If we enter Ramadan, then on the first of Shawwal, the next month, we will exit Ramadan. But if we allowed the spirit of Ramadan to enter us, to enter our hearts, then we will be transformed. The purpose of fasting is not simply to fast. We fast to transform our lives. In conclusion, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His blessings, the first of which is to know Him and recognize Him and worship Him and remember that to Him we will all return. And there, on that day, we will not be asked what happened. We will be asked, what did you do? I want to conclude with Emily Dickinson's wonderful poem called Hope. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without words and never stops at all. Thank you.